Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, hello.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
How are you? Yay, I'm back from the actual desert. Feels pretty good right now. It's so nice to be here. So nice to sleep in my own bed last night. And be able to actually sleep without a camel farting and waking you up every half an hour. Quite an interesting noise, a camel fart. Don't know if you've ever heard one. Probably not. Anyway, we did it, and thank you so much for all of your help on that. Radio 1 listeners alone for Comet Relief raised over £500,000 for the desert trek, and that's just from you lot clubbing together, as I knew you would, and texting in and donating, and that is... seriously, more than I ever thought we would get. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
I'll get Greg in for a little chat. Hey, Greg.
Hiya.
Oh, it's nice to see you.
Can I just say congratulations?
Thank you.
And the whole of Radio 1 is really proud. We were so proud last week. We were like
so
old
nice.
Parents.
Our boss, Rob, rang me and almost had a little... I could hear a little tear.
He cries quite a lot, though, doesn't he, Rob?
Yeah. Not afraid of showing his emotions.
But how are you feeling? Because I sent you a text on Saturday and you were a bit dead.
It's not that my feet ache. It's just that my brain is a bit like, hello? And when we got back to Nairobi, which is where we flew out from, back to London, it was so weird because we were only there 5 days, but you start to go, oh God, there's too many people. Buildings, cars, Very strange.
But the tent thing was okay, because you said you were going to be all right, actually, sleeping rough, but it was okay?
It was all right. You just had to make sure that your tent was completely zipped up, because we didn't have any kind of mosquito nets or anything. So, literally, you would do a little spray of that disgusting spray just to make sure that all the bugs were probably gone, or hope for the best. And then zip your tent up as tight as you could so nothing can get in. But I just heard some very strange noises in the night all the time.
Sarah Cox was saying how you, I think, went mental on day two, wasn't it?
Yeah, day two wasn't good for me. Really not.
Can you just recreate the tent rave quickly?
Oh, the tent rave?
Yeah.
See, it's really weird because I just did that as a little off-the-cuff thing and filmed it.
But we instantly thought you'd gone mental.
Really?
Yeah.
That was day two.
Do it.
Do, 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 do. It was very late in the day at that point. I've been walking for like 10 hours. Sorry about that. The weirdest thing, talking about the tent thing, was, you know... when you are in a new situation, you wake up and there's that split second of like, oh, where am I? So there was a thing of like, okay, it's the first morning. Oh, it's a bit hot. Where am I?
Craig David naked?
No. I'm in a tent on my own. They're all like single one-man tents.
Okay.
But Craig David is in the tent next to me. So I've got Dermot O'Leary on one side. I've got Craig David on the other side. That's not normal, is it?
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Did you write these memoirs down for a book?
Do you know what? I didn't have time to keep a diary, but I need to write everything down now as much as I can remember, because so much stuff happened in such a short space of time.
You know that bit in Austin Powers where you see the silhouette of Austin Powers in the tent?
Yeah.
Well, I'm imagining that bit, but with Craig David's and Kez.
Here's the thing. And I haven't told anyone this yet. I think it was day... No, the yeah, day two in the evening. There was a weird kind of shadow in Craig David's tent, and it was a bit like one of those Austin Powers / Carry On film, right, where you could just see the shadow. And I could just see this body going up and down,
no.
And up and down and up. And I was like, what is he doing?
Just putting my tent up, Kez.
No, in the tent.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Because we were given these little tiny torches, so I could literally just see... inside the tent, that a man was just going up and down and up and down. He's doing press ups.
Oh, of course.
He's very fit.
Not found a wormhole.
Also, he never had a shower. He was all about the dry wash, but always looked and smelt the best out of all of us. He smelt all the time of cocoa butter. How do you do that in the desert when it's 48 degrees? Anyway, back to night one. So I wake up, I'm like, okay, I'm a bit confused. Don't really know where I am. Okay, I'm in a tent. Oh, and then I hear this. Okay, first thing, as soon as I wake up.
6 o'clock in the morning, wipe the sleep from my eyes. Felt just like an ordinary day.
Obviously, the music wasn't there, it was just an a cappella. But he was actually singing that song, which
really?
Is one. Yeah, he was singing one of his own songs in his tent.
He was genuinely singing?
Yeah, and it made sense because it was 6 o'clock in the morning and I was rubbing the sleep from my eyes. That was Craig's hit Rendezvous that he was singing. I had to look that one up.
We were all wondering whether it would be a sort of day-by-day account. Obviously, it would have been something on Monday, blah, blah, blah.
But he was just...
Took the camel for a drink on Tuesday.
Yeah. He was just such
a
nice
man. Had a wee and a well on Wednesday, etc.
So we like him a lot, Craig David. He was the calming influence. And Murs was just like, rah, 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 in the desert, rah, until he got ill on day 4 and then was completely silent. So just used to him going, right, Scotty boy, rah, and then he got, everyone like had this stomach bug. And all right, Ollie? Yeah.
Oh.
Sure you're feeling all right? Yeah. Marks difference from the other 3 days.
What about Lorraine, lovely Lorraine?
Well,
she sounded quite chirpy when we chatted to her on the show.
I have got so many stories to tell you about Lorraine.
Are they mostly off air?
They're 99% off air.
Really?
Yeah. They're nothing bad. And I know she's listening now. Hi, Lorraine.
The thing is, I don't want to know those stories. I don't want to know those stories because I love Lorraine so much. Yeah. And she is just, she's Lorraine on the telly.
Absolutely.
I don't know anything dirty about Lorraine.
There's nothing dirty. I didn't say it was dirty. I didn't say it was bad. I said it wasn't bad. I'm just saying that you, when you spend that amount of intense time with somebody, you find out a lot.
Mm.
And I did. She's got some brilliant stories. Anyway, it's really good to be back. And thank you very much if you did give some money last week on the Red Nose Desert Trek.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, here's the thing. You know, sometimes when you have a life-changing experience like I've just had, you hear something and it just really clicks and makes you realise some of the undeniable truths about why we're all here and what we're on this earth to do, really. And I have to tell you, I heard this song and it really spoke to me. So I hope when you hear this song, I hope it changes your life in the same way that it's really touched and changed mine. This is my new record of the week, Miss Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo, the other side, my man.
Some people aren't getting what I just said. Seriously. It's the lyrics. And Pitbull's rap, I think. No, just me then? You know me, if it says feet Pitbull on it, I'm there. That was Jennifer Lopez and On The Flow on BBC Radio 1. And yes, I am going to play that every single day this week. That's a massive hit, that is. Been playing it on Ready For The Weekend a couple of times. And it's top of the download charts in France, Germany, Australia, Belgium, Finland, Greece, Luxembourg, and Spain. And let's be honest, when have any of those countries ever been wrong about music? Huh?
BBC Radio 1.
We've not spoken to him for a while, but here he is. It's Unlucky Gary. Hiya.
Hi there, you all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, thank you.
This is my friend Gary, who used to have the surname Bint a few months back, so then changed it by deed poll to Gary McFly.
That's right.
How's that coming along? Is it all right?
Yeah, it's going really like it, yeah. Really good.
No one laughs, or...?
I get a lot of people asking if it's spelled like the band, and a few people have laughed, yeah.
All your cards are changed now, though.
Yeah, it's all done, yeah. My bank card and that.
Passport?
Yeah, passport, driving licence.
When people ask your name, do you say, the name's McFly, Gary McFly?
Yeah, just Gary McFly. I just say Gary sometimes.
I've just been thinking back to all the things that have happened to you, Gal.
Yeah.
Remember the time where that cockroach went up your leg in Thailand?
Yeah, that was horrible. Just sitting having a nice meal, and about 5 minutes later I felt something crawling up my leg, and I had jeans on, so I jumped up and was, shaking it down. That wasn't very nice.
And what about the time where your mum shaved your head?
Oh, yeah, she just gave me a bit of a trim, and the clip had come off, so... The back of my head was bald.
And then there was the mobile phone, because of the offer that was on. It was a really good offer, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then the phone came, and I thought it was going to be, like, black and blue, but it came, and it was pink. So.
And what did it come with?
Lipstick and blusher.
So many things have happened.
Yeah, I know.
And at the weekend, another one.
Yeah, a new one, yeah.
I don't know the full details of this yet, so tell me what happened.
So, yeah, I've had my car a little while now, and I haven't had it washed, so I drove to the car wash and did the coat and everything, went in the car wash, and it was going fine, and then all of a sudden it just stopped, and the brush was right on my windscreen.
Right.
So I didn't want to get out in case it started again, so I was sitting there honking my horn, but no one was coming for ages.
So you were trapped in the car wash?
I was trapped, yeah, it was really horrible. For about 15 minutes I was trapped. And I was just sitting there honking away, and nothing, no one came.
Honking away, no one comes.
Honking away, no. And then, then he come. He acted like it was my fault. He sorted it all out, and then it went over the back, and then it got stuck again. So because he was in a bad mood, I thought, well, I'll get out and press the green button. So I quickly got out of the car, run over to the green button, then run back, and it started before I got in, so I did get a bit wet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you got soaked?
I did, yeah. It was really horrible. It was really claustrophobic in there as well.
Just not much luck going on, was there?
No.
If there's one person these things happen to, it's always you. You're the one in my group of friends, Gary.
It's always me.
I've just remembered another one. Do you remember when you got stuck in the middle of the student riots?
Oh, yeah. I was going sightseeing and then got kettled. That was horrible as well. That was there ages.
He only wanted to see Big Ben. He took a wrong turn.
Yeah, Nelson Column and that, and then got kettled in.
How many hours were you there again?
4 to 5 hours. Horrible.
You need to write a book about all the things that have happened to you, Gary.
I know. It'd be a big book.
It would be a big book.
It would.
You should do an autobiography, though, seriously.
Yeah, I could do, actually.
You could. You're never too young to... How old are you now?
22,
yeah. It's fine. Never too young to write an autobiography.
No.
What would you call it, do you think?
Me and My Luck, something like that.
Me and My Luck by Gary McFly.
That's not a good name.
That's rubbish.
What would you call it?
Luck.
It's hard to think of one.
It is hard. Luck has to be in there somewhere, doesn't it? Or some reference to it. Yeah. Because the Hoffs one's called Making Waves. A little Baywatch reference there. Well, I'll have a think about that. You can leave that with me, and loads of people will now suggest things that you could call
your... Yeah, pass on.
So I'll leave that with you. If you start writing the book with all the things that happened, and we'll just come up with the title. Yeah?
Yeah, okay, cool.
I think if we could have it out by Christmas, it would fly off the shelves, I think.
I'll start writing.
Then it'll be turned into a film. Think about it, Gary.
Okay.
You at the Oscars next year?
Oh, God, imagine.
And the winner is... Me and My Luck! Who do you want to play you in the film of Me and My Luck? Who would be a good Gary McFly? Think Hollywood.
Hollywood. Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe?
Colin Firth's very popular at the moment.
Colin Firth, yeah. That'd be good.
I'd love it. Hi. Hi, Colin. It's your agent. Would you be interested in playing Gary McFly? Okay, right. We'll come up with a title.
Okay, cool.
All right, love you lots, bye.
See you later, bye.
Love you, bye. Five.
BBC. Radio
1. I like Luck of the McFly, Rish. John in South Shields, that's all right. Unlucky Bint seems to be the most popular suggestion that's coming in on my Facebook page. Scott Mills, search it. And on the text, that seems to be popular. And a few people saying Just My Luck was a film that McFly were in. Was that the one with Lindsay Lohan? I think it was, wasn't it? So it might be worth just calling it Just My Luck. And then when people are ordering it, you know when it says online, if you like that, you might like this. That maybe is probably the best way to get people to buy Gary's autobiography by mistake. I'm not sure what the DVD sales were for Lindsay Lohan and McFly's Just My Luck. Maybe we just call it Born This Way by Lady Gaga and then... It will sell. Or anything by Adele.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. That was Vampire Weekend. So, if you just tuned into Radio 1, my friend Unlucky Gary, which bad things happen to, is writing his autobiography. We've just decided this for him in the last half hour. Want to get it out there by Christmas, I think. Because anyone writes them these days. And actually, this would be a good one. Just full of stories of his 22 years of bad luck. We could call it that. 22 years of bad luck. That's like breaking 3 and a bit mirrors, isn't it? Now, we're just trying to think of a suitable title, and thank you for all your suggestions. Thing is, if you are writing an autobiography, I've looked this up earlier, you do have to have a good title. So, for instance, I've got some here. Catherine Jenkins. Time to say hello. Was goodbye, but because she's saying hello in her book. Hello, I'm Catherine Jenkins. So it's turned to time to say hello. Meatloaf is a good one. To Hell and Back. Marty McCutcheon, which, if you're interested, you can get on paperback for 1p. Who does she think she is? Ken off Coronation Street. Soul on the Street. Nice. There's an old country singer called Willie Nelson. His is just called Willie. And there's the Hoff, obviously, with Making Waves. Destiny's Child had a joint autobiography called Soul Survivors. See, because they had that song out, didn't they? Survivor. Let's call it Soul Survivors. Good, that. Very clever. And Rolf Harris, can you tell what it is yet? Very good. The best one is Roger Moore, off of who used to play James Bond back in the day. My word is my bond.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just remembered something else, actually, quite good about the Red Nose Desert Trek last week. Involving Ollie Mears. Ring him.
Oh.
Ollie, it's Scott.
Scotty boy, how you doing?
I'm very good.
What's it like being back at work?
It's all right. What's it like being Ollie Mears in the UK?
It's weird, man. I missed everyone last night. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I was going to pop round, but then I thought, no. Maybe with some goat.
Oh, mate, I'm not lying. I was honestly sitting there going, oh, I miss everyone. Well, like, it's weird, the first night. And because, you know, you feel like we was over there for months.
Yeah, five days, like, that's what it was.
I know, but I was like, oh, I miss everyone. So, but yeah, so.
How's your stomach?
Stomach's good. I'm getting better. I haven't been taking any more tablets. I just thought I'd let it settle down because the tablets they gave me on the plane and stuff really kicked in. But yeah, no, I've had a few good toilet breaks and everything seems to be working in full work in order. So yeah.
Well, that's really good to hear, Ollie. I was thinking about this the other day. It's like whenever I'm around, your life just gets messy. Like Becky spits water on you first of all. Then she covers you in whipped cream all over your borrowed suit at the Brit Awards. And now
now that you're coming in Kenya, I come back with a really dodgy stomach. What's going on?
Yeah. Now, the reason I'm ringing...
Yeah?
..is, you know when we were by the campfire the other night? I can't remember what night it was.
Day three, yeah.
Okay, and you had a little sing by the campfire?
Yes.
And I didn't know that you could do an amazing impression. Now, I'm not going to say who it is.
Right.
People are going to have to work out who it is, but they'll work it out straight away.
Okay, cool. Right.
So do you have a guitar, or should we just do it?
I haven't got a guitar with me, but yeah. I can just do it if you want me to.
Okay, yeah. I would like that a lot. Okay, so Ollie did this with a guitar the other night around the campfire when we were on our trek in Africa. But see, you think this is... Go on, Mers.
Okay. I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself seen. And I float to you, my darling, even on my quill. Those are the first ones to be the shadows. It gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, be but a helpless man at best. Oh, darling, I'll be your skin. I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go.
Yay!
Oh, darling, I'll be your
still going
skin. Lay down on your eyes.
Ollie!
Just give me some candy.
Ollie!
That's it.
Yay! Paolo Nutini, of course, there.
That's right.
Now, could you just describe the face that you do when you're doing that impression?
It's basically my impression of Paolo, but I look more like I'm on a toilet.
Yes, you do. And you have been so much lately.
That's exactly right. So it's quite easy for me to do it.
Oh, good. I'm glad we relive that. Thank you.
No problem. Take it easy. I'll speak to you soon.
All right. I miss you. Bye.
You too. Bye. I miss you. Bye. 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 Bye.
BBC Radio 1. Wow, what an incredible reaction on my Facebook page. Oh, sorry, phone went off. On my Facebook page and also on text to Ollie's Paolo Nutini impression. We didn't know. I mean, he just was sitting around the campfire and he's like, right, geese, guess who I can do? And then launched into that with a weird toilet face on. Nicole's been on. From Brighton, saying, I know this is weird, but when Ollie Murs sang Paolo Nutini then, I got goosebumps. That is weird, yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, since I've been back, because I don't know if I mentioned it, I have been to the desert, yeah. I've been trying to catch up on stuff. You know, there's loads that I've missed, and we'll be doing something about that a bit later as well. More on that to follow. But there's nothing I like doing better than on a Saturday night, just getting comfy and listening to a good football phone-in. I can't get enough of that crazy football chat. And my favourite one, at the moment, I would say, it changes, but my favourite one is on BBC Radio 5 Live, which a lot of the time is presented by a very good broadcaster called Mark Chappers Chapman. And he's normally joined by his sidekick, Robbie the Sav Savage. And I love it. I just love that show. Actually, as you know, I can't be doing with football, but Robbie Savage does make it, for me, a lot better, because he's amazing. Now, Chappers wasn't on this week, but the Sav was there, as always, and he was incredible. He never disappoints. Now, the reason I listen to these football phone-ins sometimes is for Savage, obviously, and Chappers is very good. But also, I listen to find out a little bit more about the laws of the game. And this week, I was not disappointed, let me tell you, listeners. For 20, that's right, 20 Scott Mills points, how many times did they say the laws of the game on this Radio 5 Live football phone-in? How many times? It's someone who's not Chappers and the legend that is Robbie Savage. Get it right, and I will give you 20 points.
Here we go. Let's speak to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi there. Yeah, I want to talk about Robbie's referee bashing. Many ex-players go on to do their coaching badges because they want to be managers. And the reason why the vast majority of them fail is because they don't know the laws of the game.
Yeah. Even if they do know the laws of the game, it's pretty much a waste of time.
What I'm trying to say is that if people like Robbie understood the laws of the game...
Because I know they the laws of the game, Steve. I know the laws of the game.
No, you don't.
Ask me a question then. Take your coaching badge, and when you fail, then you ring me back, and we can discuss it. Steve, ask me a question. I know the laws of the game. Ask me a question, and I'll prove it to you. Ask me a question.
Just because I ask you one question is not going to prove you know the laws of the game.
There you go. Don't tell me what I don't and don't know. I know the laws of the game.
I think it's a moot point, Steve.
Rubbish point, Steve.
Steve, it's a bit of a moot point as to whether he knows the laws of the game or not.
Well, the main point I was trying to get across is why ex-pros fail their coaching badges. It's because they don't know the laws of the game. And,
who
and
fails
Robbie
the coaching badges, Steve? Who's failed their coaching badges, you know?
Hundreds of ex-professionals.
Who?
It doesn't matter. So you just tried to put pressure on me for
a call. You have just said to me, I don't know the laws of the game. Yeah, but don't tell me, don't phone me and tell me I don't know the laws of the game. I know the laws of the game. Of course I do, Dad, and I love football. I know the laws of the game.
But I know you know the laws of the game, and I'm not sure that a lot of players don't know the laws of the game.
I know the laws of the game.
Whew. He knows the laws of the game. 18 laws of the games in there. 18 to give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Yeah, that's right. Not 10, but 20 SMPs if you said 18 times. John in Norfolk, you cannot have 20 Scott Mills points. You said 21 times. Jade stuck at work says 11. Nope, no points. Lorraine Kelly just texted saying 6 times. No points, Kelly. It was 18.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. Hello, John.
Hiya, Scott. Scott?
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thanks. My feet are a little bit knackered, but all good.
Oh, well done for last week. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. I got your email as well, and thanks for your donation to Comet Relief.
No problem. It's worth it.
How much did you give?
I gave £20.
£20. Thank you. That is so generous of you. Thank you so
much. No
problem. Yeah, it was good. It was an amazing thing to do, you know?
Yeah, it looked really hard. Looking at the website every day, and I didn't envy you.
It's all good, though. Radio 1 listeners, over £500,000. How amazing is that?
That's incredible.
Really never thought it would get to that much, so thanks again, everybody. So, John, you are a student. You're 22.
I am.
You are Welsh.
I am. Can you tell?
No. Just it's written down. I wouldn't have known otherwise. Where do you study?
In Cardiff.
Yes, to Cardiff.
Now, I've seen you a couple of times, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
In Cardiff?
Yeah.
Really?
At the summer ball last year.
It's good fun, Cardiff.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a little bit worried there for a second, but it's all fine. Just okay. I've obviously DJed your student union, it's fine.
Yeah, and the ball.
And the ball. Now, the idea of this is, you know, I've been away for a week in the desert.
Yeah.
No idea really what's been happening. I've caught up with little bits of news here and there.
Yeah.
So we're going to play our new game.
Okay.
Called What Scott Missed. Almost in tune there for a little bit of it. A little tiny bit of it. So what happens, John, is that you tell me something that may or may not have happened in the last week while I was away with no contact with the UK.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
And then I have to work out whether you're telling the truth and it did actually happen or you're a big fat liar.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
So, what have I missed?
Last week, Simon Cowell announced some changes to the X Factor.
Oh, which one? But the American one?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
So the UK one and the American one?
Yes.
Okay, what are the changes?
Okay, in the UK, he's sacked Dermot O'Leary.
So, while I was with Dermot in the desert...
Yeah.
He lost his job on X Factor.
Yeah. And he's going to be replaced by Connie Huck.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. So, Connie Huck is doing the main show?
Yeah, she's been promoted.
Okay, right, what else?
And the American judging panel has been released.
All right, hang on a second. So, the UK one is now Connie Huck is presenting.
Yeah.
Dermot's off.
Yeah.
What about the judges on the UK one?
They're saying the same so far.
Oh, the same, okay.
Nothing's been said.
All right, what about the American X Factor?
Okay, the judging panel will be Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's actually happening, is it?
They're doing it.
Oh, okay.
And Nicole Scherzinger.
With Cheryl as well?
Yeah, so a bit of rivalry there going on.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. And then Noah, off of Noah and the Whale.
Sorry, I just had some tea in my mouth. Oh, no. Who, Noah, off Noah and the Whale?
Yeah.
Can I just check something a second?
Yeah.
Give me a sec, come on. Now, I've just just done a little Wikipedia.
Right.
Charlie, Tom, Irby and Fred are in Noah and the Whale. There's no Noah off of Noah and the Whale.
No, I think Wikipedia you're on, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got that wrong.
Right, so I shouldn't trust this information.
You can't trust Wikipedia, Scott, you should know that.
That's true, it did say once I was in a civil partnership with Chappers.
Well, sometimes they get it right.
Also, Lorraine Kelly was telling me that it says on Wikipedia in her entry that she's Matthew Kelly's mum. She's not happy about that. Alright, so, okay, I still think that you are lying to me.
Oh.
So, is that story you just told me true or false?
It is false.
Oh, surprise.
Wow. That's good detective skills, Scott.
Really, until the Connie Huck bit, though, you had me.
Did I?
Yeah. All right, thanks, John. Good to speak to you.
Great, thank you.
Give me a high five, please.
Hang on. One sec.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And that was What I've Not Missed.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hello there, Scott.
You right?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in Gloucestershire.
Whereabouts?
Stroud.
Stroud? Why did you go,
Stroud?
Stroud! Weirdo.
Don't call me a weirdo.
Well, it was you that went, Stroud.
Stroud.
Right, so you're going to play my game, What Scott Missed, yeah?
I am.
Got a jingle and everything.
What has Scott missed?
That's not very good.
All right, love. Pipe down. So, basically, I've been away in the desert for a week. Not really much of a clue of what's been going on. You tell me a story of something that's happened while I've been away in northern Kenya, walking. And then I decide whether it did actually happen or whether you just made it up, all right?
Okay.
Okay. What have I missed?
Well, do you watch Two and a Half Men?
I've seen it.
You've seen it? How many times? Are you a big fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a big fan.
No. Well, apparently what I read, what I heard and what I listened to on the radio is that Charlie Sheen, the show, has been completely axed. Because apparently he has been going around slagging off the production team, the directors, so it's no more.
Now, this had reached me. I heard a bit about this morning, about Charlie Sheen, who's lost it a bit.
Completely lost it due to his intoxication issues, etc., etc. And he's been saying the wrong things about the right people, and the show is no more, apparently.
So that's the end of Two and a Half Men?
That is the end of Two and a Half Men forever.
That's like a big show.
I know.
Isn't he like the highest paid actor, TV actor or something?
Yeah, but he's been having a lot of problems lately, hasn't he?
I'll say.
Mm. Is it true or is it not?
I think it is true.
Scott?
Yes?
I hate to tell you this.
God, you should do X Factor. Get on with it.
It's true,
yes.
Yay!
I thought so. Also, is it true what I've been reading about this as well? He now wants them to apologise to him, not the other way around. He's not going to apologise to them. And for each episode, he wants $3 million. He's lost it.
He's crazy.
Who do you think is going to be the Charlie Sheen of Radio 1?
I think the Charlie Sheen of Radio 1 could just be Greg James.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah.
I think I was a contender for a very long time.
Yeah, I think he's kind of moved on since the desert, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well,
I think it's
there,
good.
By the way.
Thank you very much. I think it is going to be Greg. You're right. Yeah. Thanks for that. I love you.
Love you.
High five.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.